The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
This is Carol Gordon of HeartMenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded HeartMenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go to a new level. With others in my family, we're now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I am so pleased to have again as my guest today, Catherine Gordon, my lovely daughter, who lives in Kansas City, Missouri. And we had a wonderful time last Sunday visiting about the healing of the heart for people who are called and anointed of God in creative ways that other people don't understand. And Catherine is one of those wonderful people that do visual art. She's a wonderful painter. We talked about many things, but we forgot to give you her website. So we're going to do that. You can see her artwork at www.gordongalleries.com. GordonGalleries.com. So we hope that you'll look at that and order her book for your children or whoever you know that needs encouragement in art. So, but we have a lot to say about healings in families too, because we have experienced a tremendous amount of healing. As I said last week, Catherine always was a unique individual, and sometimes those kinds of different views of life create misunderstandings, especially when you don't know the Lord. And Catherine was certainly, as a child and a young woman, someone we did not understand how to deal with, and we made colossal mistakes. Tremendous, awful mistakes raising all our children. But it especially affected Catherine, and she felt very rejected, I'm sure. Not that we intended to reject her, we just didn't know how to deal with her. But we loved her, and we wanted the best for her. But, you know, the enemy comes in, and he tries to wound everybody so that they can't connect properly and can't love one another with a whole heart. Because you could only love somebody with a whole heart if you've got Jesus love in you. And we didn't have that till she was grown. And so God made it a way for us to be restored. And we're so grateful for that. Catherine, you want to share some of your perspective on that?
Well, I wasn't the easiest person to love either. In all fairness, I was pretty stinky most of the time. So, you know, there were things to forgive on both sides.
Which we learned to do.
Yes, praise God. Praise God.
Huge key to healing any relationship. You've got to start there, being willing to forgive.
We know, we're told in, you know, the words of Jesus in the Gospels that forgiveness is offered to us on the basis of our willing to forgive those who've hurt us.
Yes.
And there is just not a one of us who hasn't done things of which we're deeply ashamed, things that were wrong, things that were selfish, things that were cruel and evil. You know, every one of us has sinned, and
yes,
all of us need God's forgiveness, and He gladly offers it, but He also expects us to come up to being willing to forgive the people that have hurt us.
Yes.
Yeah, and we don't know what we might have done in that person's position. A lot of times I've discovered that things I was sure I knew what had happened and what the other person had done, I was totally misunderstanding it anyway.
Yes.
You know, you guys, from my perspective, especially as a teenager, you were just put on earth to torment me. You know? Really, you did love me. And even though some of the things that you did to try to express that were mistakes, you know, your motivation was good. And it took me a long time to be able to really embrace that. But I see that now.
Well, that's a relief. But I think that's the way in all families.
Yeah.
Because we can all think, well, this person is doing this to me, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they're mean.
Yes, and they're doing it on purpose,
right,
to hurt me.
Which,
yes,
is not true.
No.
Because most of us are bumbling along.
But we get a lot of satanic help toward that
we
kind
do.
Of thinking.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
We don't want to overlook that, because we have an enemy who hates us and who is trying to twist every relationship and cause pain.
Because he doesn't want us to have the joy,
right,
of walking in love,
right?
Yes.
And but through the Lord and His intervention and our turning to Him and yielding to Him, He can restore, way beyond our wildest dreams.
Oh yes.
And we are so grateful for that.
And it's so worth it.
Yes, and you know, it wasn't always easy. We had lots of issues that repeated themselves and had to forgive it again, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were all in a process of learning, and it's always a process.
Yes, but it's, you know, it is such a better life to walk in grace with people.
Oh, yes.
Instead of, you know, that eagle eye look at seeing what they're going to do wrong next that you can jump,
yeah,
on them for.
Right.
But just to say, hey, you know, that person was not put on this earth to please me.
Yes.
They're God's servant, and you know, that's between them and God, and I'm going to do what, you know, really, if you focus on what you're called to do and being obedient, you don't have a lot of time for busybodying,
right,
and what somebody else is doing,
right,
wrong.
Right. and it's such a release and a relief to forgive and let go of those pain, that pain and hurt. You get free, and you free the other one to get free.
Yeah, it's easy for them to change when they're not,
yeah,
in that little prison cell of judgment.
Right.
Yes.
Because most of the time we find we're the one that walks out the door when we think we're holding them in the bondage, because we're keeping them from being okay with us. But when we forgive them, it's not them that gets free as much as it's us, although it does free them to a good extent. But it's us that gets free.
Yes.
It's healing for our hearts. And the Lord is so wanting our hearts to be whole so that we can walk in the freedom of the love that He puts in us, way beyond what we can do is just our natural love. Our natural affections for people, it can be very strong, but it is nothing compared to that love of God that He puts in our hearts and blesses us with, and then we can love Him with that. And it's a very freeing kind of love. It's not an expectation of them making us happy, so to speak.
And, yeah, you know, really, no one else can make you happy.
No, you have to choose to be happy.
Yeah.
And you have to choose it in the Lord for it to be valid.
Right. Right. You know,
you just don't get very far on your own.
It's not very far, and it's not very pretty.
No. I read an article in a magazine recently. I think it was in the Parade. A lot of people may have read it. It was on the need for exercise. But right at the end, it said, we were created for two things. One is to live fully and be free in our bodies. And the other one was to be connected with other people. And I thought that was an interesting perspective, because we can't live alone. We have to work out our relationships in order to be whole And the enemy comes in so much to try to break up families, to cause hurt and pain. But through the Lord, he restores all things. I know your dad and I had to, we had a miraculous turning of our hearts toward one another when the Lord came in to our lives. But then we realized that we had messed up badly as parents and that we had a job to do, not to make y'all change, but to pray for you.
Yes.
And we learned so much of God and who He was in praying for our children. And then He began to have us give that to other people, share with them what we were seeing and learning in praying for you all. And it just was a tremendous thing in growing in the Lord, in expending ourselves to pray for our children, basically starting out. And I think you were probably the primary one we were concentrating on.
I was the most problematic.
But the Lord taught us so much of walking the love walk, that we had to walk in love towards you. We had to set aside any perceptions of where you were, what you were doing, all these kinds of things. I know the Lord really sat down on your dad about that. He could not say negative things about you. He had to see you with God's eyes.
Yes.
And it changed him, it changed his heart, changed our prayer life, and it eventually changed your life and your perception of us.
Yeah, it changed me very much, and also changed hundreds of thousands of other people that he ministered to.
Yes, it did.
He
came to, having not been a very effective father, he became father to many, many people.
Yes.
And gave him father's blessings and daddy hugs and all kinds of wonderful things.
Yes, very affirming person he became.
Yes, yes. And it was because he had to learn that to get his heart right and minister to you in the spirit. And get, if it was, you know, he had to change a lot of life patterns mm-hmm. in order to relate to you in a healthy way, and your sister and your brother too. But God helped him. Praise God.
There's help from heaven.
Yay. It certainly is. Well, we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol and Catherine Gordon, and we will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to HeartMenders Internationally, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Catherine Gordon, my daughter, and I'm so happy to have her. This being Mother's Day, we're talking about the fact that our family had to have a lot of healing, and sometimes it's difficult between mothers and daughters. Seems like the enemy produces strain between mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, and sometimes daughters identify more with fathers and sons with mothers, but the enemy always is trying to set up tensions that are negative. And we had a lot to overcome, but the Lord helped us. We were telling in the first segment how my husband and I learned to pray for Catherine, but that's a lot of that, and things with our other children. I have another son, a son, and another daughter. And there was not always easy in our short. We had some pretty fast answers for Catherine. We we prayed about 40 days, and she gave her heart to the Lord. That was pretty fast in the view of other things that we prayed through. So, but we had lots of strain and stress in the family. As I said on the earlier broadcast, we had not been very good parents. We had good motives, but we had no skills. And we did a lot of things wrong. And our son was 20 and Catherine was 18 when we came to the Lord. Our younger daughter was 12. And we still made a lot of mistakes for several years and probably still do. But we began to learn family dynamics and how to change things and how to change our hearts and things, change things in prayer. And we would say, well, we were reaping the seed we'd sown. And then the Lord said, yes, but now you're sowing different seed and you are going to reap a different harvest. And we have seen an enormous amount of redemption in our family. But we had our son and his wife moved to the East Coast when my oldest granddaughter was 7 months old. And they lived over in that part of the country for many years. And it's just been in the last few years that my son has been back in Oklahoma City and was working with me in the ministry. But his children were, I didn't see my grandchildren when they were little very often, just occasionally. But now the older one lives with me, his three sons, that we're getting to see them, interface with them. They come and stay and visit, and we're developing relationships as they're approaching adulthood. It's never too late.
That's right.
It's never too late. The enemy is always going to try to bring offense and divide, but God is always trying to bring closure, to put an end to the wounding and the hurt, to bring total healing, to restore things that the enemy thought he would never have. And you don't mullygrub about it. You retain your joy because you know the faithfulness of God. There's still ongoing issues in our family that have not visibly redeemed, but God is working. And I'm able to be joyful and walk in faith, believing that God is working, no matter what it may look like, where there's been a misunderstanding or where there's been yet an unhealed heart. The Father is faithful. And there have been times when there's been division, even with one you have had some healing with. Issues come up, things have to be worked out, or a different set of things have to be worked out again. But you just stay faithful to the Lord because He is staying faithful to you.
That's right.
And whatever you're working through.
That's something I've really seen you do, Mom, is just, you've kept your eyes on the Lord and stayed faithful in your commitment to walk in love with all of us through seasons that other people would have thrown in the towel. And not only have you kept your peace and kept your joy and kept your eyes on the Lord, but you have stayed faithful in ministry and seen, you know, I don't know how many hundred thousand other people get healed. And I just think that's a real testament to your faithfulness.
Well, I always remember what the Lord said. He says, what you sow into others, I will do in your family.
Amen.
So he gave me a path to walk, and he remains faithful to his word.
Yes.
I have trust in him that he is working in the ones that I'm not getting to visit with or have lots of time with. And so I just walk in peace about it. Tomorrow is not here yet, and he's, you know, I don't know what's the wonderful surprises around the corner. But I trust him because he's so many times brought things to pass that looked impossible.
That's right.
And HeartMenders is all about that. We teach people to stand in faith and walk and believe in God for their families and their children. I have some recent messages called Children and Brothers that will open new views of family life and help people pray more effectively. CDs are available by mail for $17. You can call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. because we want to empower you to stand and believe God and see victory like we've seen in our family and are seeing. You may also help us to reach people who are hurting with these messages by giving a tax-deductible donation. You can do that by phone, or you can do that by mail. By mail is to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. Or you can also get on our website, www.heartmenders.org. And we have a web store, and we have a PayPal, and you can just interact with us however you would be blessed. And we thank you for that. So, Catherine, we have about 3 more minutes. Is there something else on your heart that you would like to share?
Yes, I think we need to remember that what the Lord taught you and Dad when you were originally praying for me back however many, 25 years ago or whatever, when I was such a mess and looked like there was no help for me, the Lord taught you to pray speaking things that were not as though they were.
Oh, yes.
And instead of saying, "Oh, God, what's wrong with our daughter? Will you please help her? Oh, God, you see what a mess she is." You started praying, "God, we just thank you that she is, and everything that you wanted me to be that I was not yet in the natural."
Yes.
And
yes.
That is a key.
That was a huge key. In fact, your dad had to get his heart and his mouth changed pretty good. He had a whole list of things he was saying negative about you, and he turned them around, and he began to make a faith confession on every point.
Yeah.
We didn't know enough scripture at that time to put a scripture in for each one of those things.
It worked.
But it worked. Because somebody taught us Romans 4:17. He is a God that calls things that be not as though they were. And we are like him. We do what we see our Father do, like Jesus did. So we began to call things that were not as though they were. And 40 days,
yes,
you gave your life to the Lord.
Yeah, God showed up in my room.
Right.
I was in another city and didn't believe there was a God.
Yeah.
He showed up and healed me, and I knew there was a God.
Prayer is powerful, especially
yes,
when we do it as the Lord leads us to do it. And don't do it in our kind of the way we think is religious, but we do it by the Word.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a big difference. Because begging and pleading doesn't get it, because he's done what he's going to do. He has provided healing and health for us. And we just begin to need to receive it and thank him for it. And because he has provided it. It's nothing that he's withholding from us ever.
That's right. Things that are seen are temporal and subject to change.
Amen.
So we don't walk by faith. Amen. I mean, we walk by faith and not by what we see.
Right.
Yes.
And I know one of the things your dad used to say about that was that when we saw the prayers working, that we got so fired up.
He makes you want to pray about everything.
Yes. And it just empowered our prayer life to believe that prayer worked. You know, we knew we were a product of people praying for us is how we came into the kingdom. So,
yeah.
And then we just got on the bandwagon and just began to pray for everything and anything and see it work.
And it makes God's heart glad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is so good. And he wants everybody to know him and his wonderful love. He's not mad at anybody. He's paid the price for all our mess ups, and he wants us to receive it and walk in it and healed families, healed hearts of mothers who have children out there that they are despair over. Start walking in faith for them.
Yes.
And your next Mother's Day will be way different. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for being with us this morning. Thank you, Catherine, for your time and being on the radio program. This is News Radio KTOK, 1000 AM. Carol Gordon, trusting that you can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. Heart Menders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Blessings on your week.